During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Aaron Baggett, and we're joined today by Dr. Beth Lanning, Associate Professor of Health Education in the HHPR Department. Welcome, Dr. Lanning.
Thank you.
Tell us about the unique features that this program offers to students.
The Community Health Program offers a variety of learning experiences for our students. They have a chance to work with professors on real community projects. These are projects that help with the community in health education programming. They aren't just about learning things in the classroom, but actually applying it beyond the walls of the classroom.
Mm-hmm. How much of their time would you say is split between traditional classroom learning and then even field learning, so to speak?
Probably each class that we offer them, we have several projects within that class that we spend time on that are community projects. So I would say at least 30 to 40% of each class, or maybe more, depending on the class, would actually have a project that they would be working on that would be applied to the community. It may require them to actually be in the community. We may actually go to different facilities and meet with the organizations and actually have hands-on learning.
Hmm. Can you give us some examples of what some of those might be?
Sure. We meet with Jimmy Doral is one, with Mission Waco. We are very involved with the health fair for the homeless, and our students actually plan that. They implement that. We actually participate. We also are involved with some other research projects in which we are conducting focus groups around different counties that are near McLennan County, and the students are involved in that, or they may actually go up to Dallas and do some work with some of the lower income communities and working with health education and meeting their needs.
Yeah, and you mentioned research. It sounds like certainly one of the university's initiatives is involving undergraduates in research, and it sounds like they would have some unique opportunities to do that here.
Right.
In your department.
Yes, we like to involve our students in all of our research that we can. We tell them what we're studying and what we're involved with, and then if they have some interest in that, we'll go ahead and include them. We may include it as part of the class project or outside of the class if they have interest in that. So definitely encourage both our undergraduate and our graduate students to be involved in our research all the way through the process.
Yeah. All right. What teaching format is used in the courses in the program? Lecture? You've actually covered part of that.
We do have lectures. We bring guest speakers in. We have a lot of people who are willing to come in and speak to our students and give them their knowledge from being out in the field. And we just like a variety of teaching techniques that we use.
Mm-hmm. What would you say are some of the characteristics of students or types of students that might find a good fit in this major?
Definitely students who have an interest in health, in their own personal health, but also in the well-being of others. People who are interested in serving others. This is very service learning. Mm-hmm. We definitely encourage that. Students that have an interest in the sciences, and in applying those sciences to helping individuals. Some of the students have a missionary focus, and they would like to do a health mission combination, and that's definitely a possibility within our program as well.
Hmm. What are some of the skills, in addition to the field learning and research, what are some of the skills that students might be able to develop throughout their coursework here?
We base all of our classes on what we call the seven areas of responsibility for health educators, and those are standards that our students must have in order to complete our courses, but also to be able to sit for an exam as a certification exam at the end if they choose to do that. We teach our students how to assess community health needs, to look at the resources that our communities have or individuals have, also to develop health programs and planning, implementing those programs, evaluating those programs, helping people connect to resources that they might not know how to connect to, and really empowering the individual to take control of their own personal health and the health of the community around them.
And one thing Baylor students often are concerned about is being able to finish their studies in 4 years. If a student doesn't declare this major prior to starting their freshman year, is it possible for them to graduate in 4 years?
Possibly. If they're coming in, depending on what major they're coming from, we definitely do our very best to keep them on track. Sometimes that might require maybe a summer semester to pick up, or mini-mesters. We do have mini-mesters, and several of our courses are offered in that. So students usually have to pick up an extra semester if they've come in, especially at the junior level. Mm-hmm. The earlier the better, of course, to get out in 4 years. But we work very hard to have classes count that they've already taken, and we do our best to keep them on track.
What particular licenses or certifications are required for practicing or as a professional in this field?
A lot of the employers are now asking for our students to be certified, and there is a certification exam. It's called to become a certified health education specialist. It is a national exam that the students will sit for, and then once they pass that, then they will be a certified health education specialist. The employers are really asking for students to have that because it ensures that they've met the minimum requirements for health education, that they are have skills in all the different areas and are able to conduct health education.
Okay. What can students be doing to best prepare for careers related to this major?
Definitely helping out in the community. I would say to volunteer in different areas that you think are of interest to you. That's the best way to find out if this is a field that you would enjoy, a field that you feel like that you could excel at. We'd encourage our students to volunteer, also to work internships, get as much work experience as you can working with people.
Mm-hmm. Does your program offer any study abroad type learning or trips like that where students might get some of those more unique experiences, maybe on an international level?
Right, we actually do. We have Baylor in Brazil program, which our students can be involved in, and they could be graduate students or undergraduate students. And Dr. Eva Doyle heads that up. She's one of the health educators that works in our program, and she takes students every summer for about 5 weeks in Brazil. And you can have college credit for that as well. Several classes that you can take while you're there, and then also some of the students use it as their internship, because as an undergraduate student in our program, you are required to complete an internship, which is extremely valuable in gaining work experience and also finding out if this is really an area or which specific area you'd like to work on as far as a profession.
Mm-hmm. And they would need to contact either Eva Doyle, you said, or yourself?
Right, for the Baylor and Brazil, yes. If they can't get hold of Dr. Eva Doyle, then they can definitely contact me and I'll make sure they get the correct information.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like it'd be a good opportunity for students to get some learning experiences out, you know, internationally, and then having those type of experiences makes them maybe a better qualified candidate, say, for a particular job in the future.
Definitely. Employers are looking for good students. They definitely want you to come from an accredited or approved program, which we have. Our mm-hmm. program is nationally approved, and they do want you to have that, but they really want you to see what other experiences you've had. They want to have more than just the grades. So any experience internationally or nationally or locally, any of those experiences are extremely helpful for your resume.
Are there any misconceptions about the field that you might want to highlight?
I think the biggest misconception is that anybody can be a health educator. As long as you talk about health or fitness, if you talk about nutrition, you can label yourself as a health educator. And that's really not true. We have a set of skills that we teach our health educators that are different, but also very complementary to other professions, such as our social work and also nursing. We work together as a team, but a social worker is not a health educator, nor is a health educator a social worker, although a lot of their skills cross over. So it is a very distinct career path. It is a very distinct profession, and it is recognized by the government as such. So it's not just anybody can be a health educator.
What are some job titles or examples of job titles and employers of graduates of your program?
They can range from being a health coach to a wellness coach. They can also be a health counselor is another one, program manager, program health specialist, anything along those lines, because you can be hired by many different types of agencies, nonprofit agencies, corporations are hiring health educators to increase the health of their employees, government agencies, international agencies. So our health educators can work within a variety of health settings.
Yeah. Well, in closing, what are some, are there any final advice you might give to students who might be interested in looking into this field or perhaps choosing this major?
would definitely encourage them to come and give me a call. I am the director of the undergraduate program. Would love to just sit down and talk with them to learn about what their needs are, what they like to do, what their interests are, and see if this is a match for the students. I think a lot of students don't know that we're here, and we're definitely here on campus, and community health education is a growing field. Many, many job opportunities. I have several job opportunities that come across my desk, probably, if not daily, every other day, so there's a lot of jobs out there, and there's a lot of different things they can do with the degree. So it's an exciting and growing field.
Okay.